Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 3 John, chapter 1. There's only one chapter, verse 9. It reads, Diotrephes, if you remember the name, who loves to be first, or who rather likes to have the preeminence or the attention. He was an attention seeker. My brothers and sisters, I just want to share with you very importantly a very important aspect of understanding how to work as a team. And it applies everywhere, whether spiritually or secularly, and it will bless your heart. And the first and the foremost reason where the teamwork doesn't come into play is the reason of insecurity. I like what Florentine thinker Machiavelli once said, the first method for estimating the intelligence of a ruler is to look at the men he has around him. Insecure leaders often feel threatened by capable people, so they surround themselves with weaker individuals. The result is what? The work suffers, the mission suffers, and the people suffer. When a leader responds to an honest question with, "How dare you challenge my authority?" they reveal a dangerous mindset. Such leaders often fail because they either cling tightly to control or fear being replaced by someone more skilled. In both cases, they hinder teamwork, stifle growth, and frustrate those they lead. My dear brothers and sisters, it's very important to understand that when teamwork comes in, we need to lay it down so that others could also come and play. I like what President Woodrow Wilson wisely said, we should not only use all the brains we have, but all that we can borrow. I like what John the Apostle described Diotrephes. He was a church leader who loved to be first. And his problem? He tried to dim everyone else's light so his own would shine brighter. John continues to write about him. He says, when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. My dear brothers and sisters, he says further on, dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. 3 John verses 10 to 11. My dear brothers and sisters, our security must rest in God's approval, not in our own status or position. Now you may ask me a question, Pastor, how can I apply this word to my personal life? I'll give you a few pointers that is going to assist you in your thinking. Number one, lead with humility, not fear. Recognize that talented people around you are a gift, not a threat. Number two, encourage collaboration. Strong leaders empower others, knowing the mission is more important than personal glory. Thirdly, find your worth in God's approval. If your value comes from Him, you won't need to compete for recognition. Fourthly and lastly, guard your influence. Why? Do not imitate controlling or prideful leaders. Imitate those who follow Christ's example of service. Amen? Let's pray. Our Father, we want to say thank you that time and again you reminded us remind us, O Father, to imitate the model and the character of Christ, the character of humility. O Lord God Almighty, I pray that you'll give us that grace to help understand our identity in Christ in the name of Jesus. Abba Father, help us to lead with humility and security in you. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will remove any fear of being overshadowed by others. Teach us, Abba Father, to celebrate the gifts you have placed in those around us and to work together for your glory, not our own. Abba Father, protect our hearts from the pride that seeks to be first and keep us focused on serving faithfully in whatever role you give unto us. That's what we pray. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, bless them, be with them, and flourish and prosper them. The ones who are sick in our midst, O Father, I speak healing into their bodies, because, O Father, your word tells us that by your wounds we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.